Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that comes up time and time again in the exam and one that honestly students either nail or completely miss the mark on. We're talking about good customer service. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Customer service? That sounds pretty straightforward, but here's the thing. Examiners are not just looking for you to say, be nice to customers. They want you to demonstrate a deep understanding of the methods businesses use, why those methods matter for the bottom line, and how technology has transformed the whole picture. Get this right, and marks are there for the taking. So let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. What actually is customer service? In business terms, customer service refers to all the activities and interactions a business undertakes to meet the needs and expectations of its customers, before, during, and after a purchase. That last part is really important. It's not just about the moment of sale, it's the whole journey. So what are the main methods of delivering good customer service? There are three big ones you need to know. First, product knowledge. This means staff understanding the products and services they sell well enough to advise customers accurately. Think about walking into a phone shop and asking which model is best for photography. If the staff member knows their stuff, they can guide you to the right choice. And that builds trust. Examiners will credit you for explaining that product knowledge leads to better customer decisions, which increases satisfaction and the likelihood of a purchase. Second, customer engagement. This is about how staff interact with customers, being approachable, responsive, and genuinely helpful. It includes things like greeting customers warmly, listening to their needs, and resolving issues quickly. Amazon is a great example here. Their customer service team is trained to resolve problems fast, often with no questions asked, refunds, or replacements. That engagement keeps customers coming back. Third, post-sale services. This is everything that happens after the customer has bought something. Warranties, returns policies, follow-up emails, loyalty programs. John Lewis is famous for its generous returns policy, which is a form of post-sale service that builds enormous customer confidence. Candidates who mention specific examples like this are much more likely to access the higher marks. Now let's talk about why good customer service matters, and this is where you need to make the link to business objectives really explicit. Good customer service leads to customer satisfaction. Satisfied customers are more likely to return, that's customer loyalty. Loyal customers spend more over time, that's increased revenue. And increased revenue managed well leads to higher profit. So the chain goes, good service leads to satisfaction, which leads to loyalty, which leads to revenue, which leads to profit. If you can write that chain in your exam answer, you're demonstrating exactly the kind of analytical thinking that gets you into the higher mark bands. There's also the reputational benefit. In the age of social media and review sites like Trustpilot and Google Reviews, a business's reputation can be built or destroyed very quickly. A business known for excellent customer service attracts new customers through word of mouth and positive reviews. That's essentially free marketing. Now let's flip it. What happens when customer service is poor? Dissatisfied customers don't just leave, they tell others. Research suggests that a dissatisfied customer tells, on average, 9 to 15 people about their bad experience. In the age of social media, that number can be much, much higher. One viral complaint on social media can cause serious reputational damage. Poor service leads to lost customers, reduced revenue, and a damaged brand image that can take years to repair. Think about the example of United Airlines in 2017 when a video of a passenger being forcibly removed from a flight went viral. Their share price dropped by nearly 4% in a single day. That's around $1 billion wiped off their market value. That's the real-world consequence of poor customer service. And it's exactly the kind of specific example that impresses examiners. Now let's talk about ICT, because this is a section that many candidates underperform on. ICT has completely transformed how businesses deliver customer service. Websites allow businesses to provide 24-hour access to product information, frequently asked questions, and online chat support. Customers no longer need to wait for a shop to open. They can get answers at midnight if they need to. E-commerce platforms like Amazon or ASOS allow customers to order, track, and return products entirely online with minimal friction. The easier it is to buy and return, the more confident customers feel, and the more they spend. Social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and X allow businesses to respond to customer queries and complaints in real time, publicly. This is powerful because it shows other potential customers that the business is responsive and cares. Many large brands now have dedicated social media customer service teams. Finally, customer relationship management systems, or CRM systems, allow businesses to store data about customers' purchase history and preferences, enabling personalized follow-up emails, targeted offers, and loyalty rewards. This makes customers feel valued as individuals, not just as transactions. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. The biggest mistake I see candidates make is giving generic answers. Writing good customer service means being friendly and helpful will get you very few marks. Examiners want specific methods, product knowledge, post-sale support, CRM systems, and they want you to explain the impact on the business. Always link your points to business outcomes. Don't just say, customers will be happy. Say, customer satisfaction increases the likelihood of repeat purchases, which boosts revenue and contributes to long-term profitability. That's the language of a high-band answer. Another common mistake is confusing customer service with marketing. Customer service is about the experience of existing customers. Marketing is about attracting new ones. They're related, but they're not the same thing. If a question asks about customer service, don't drift into talking about advertising campaigns. When it comes to command words, if the question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. If it says analyze, you need to explore the impact in depth. If it says evaluate, you need to weigh up the evidence and reach a judgment. Always check the command word before you start writing. For longer questions, typically 6 marks or more, use the PEEL structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. Make a point, back it up with a specific example or piece of knowledge, explain how it works, and link it back to the question. Do that 2 or 3 times and you're in the top mark band. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question 1. Name 3 methods of delivering good customer service. Pause now. Answer: product knowledge, customer engagement, and post-sale services. Question 2. What is the chain that links good customer service to profit? Pause now. Answer: good service leads to customer satisfaction, which builds loyalty, which increases revenue, which drives profit. Question 3. Name 2 ways ICT has improved customer service. Pause now. Answer: any 2 from websites providing 24/7 information, e-commerce enabling easy ordering and returns, social media enabling real-time responses, CRM systems enabling personalized communication. Question 4. What is the danger of poor customer service in the age of social media? Pause now. Answer: negative reviews and complaints can spread rapidly, damaging the business's reputation and reducing revenue. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick summary of the key points. Good customer service involves product knowledge, customer engagement, and post-sale services. The benefits include customer satisfaction, loyalty, increased spend, and higher profitability, as well as a strong reputation. Poor customer service risks dissatisfied customers, negative word of mouth, reputational damage, and lost revenue. ICT, through websites, e-commerce, social media, and CRM systems, has dramatically expanded the ways businesses can deliver and improve customer service. In the exam, always be specific, always link to business outcomes, and always use the command word to guide your answer structure. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.